was a time of celebration and tradition as the 26th Fleet Week got underway. The USS Oak Hill docked New York City, carrying men and women of the U.S. Navy and Marines from their base in Norfolk, Virginia. Like the country itself, service people represent many cultures and ethnicities. According to the Navy, Latinos are the third largest majority group in that branch of the armed services. Petty Officer Asbiel Alcantari was born in the Dominican Republic and came to the U.S. as a child. He has served in the Navy for 11 years and cites his parents as his inspiration to enlist.
They did their part, you know, to give us a better life, come over here, get a better education. And, you know, I just wanted to get back and join, you know, do what's right for my country.
Giving back was a popular theme amongst first-generation Americans serving in the Navy, like Guyana-born Diana Polydor.
And I've been in America for approximately 5 years, and I've gained my associate degree. I'm working on my bachelor's degree. I've gained so many things. And I thought that the only way I can give back to the government, because he sent me to school for free, is by serving.
Nyleen is a proud Navy wife of her Colombian-born husband. She's excited to reunite with him in New York.
It's an honorable pleasure to actually be up here and actually see them for the first time, because I've never been to a Fleet Week, and to have my husband coming in, it's an amazing feeling.
While the prevailing emotion is one of excitement, the fact that Memorial Day coincides with the event adds a certain solemnity for some.
You know, I had a friend, you know, I lost him a couple years back. So, you know, I'm basically from New Jersey, so the World Trade Center, that was a big thing. And, you know, Memorial Day is real, you know, It's a real important, you know, time of the year for me and my family, because, you know, I'm proud of what I do.
During Fleet Week, civilians can board Navy vessels and see the ship's latest technological capabilities. They can also interact with the men and women of the sea services. It's an experience that may give extra meaning to those in New York celebrating the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.